In the financial services space, shareholders are lending African Bank a helping hand. This in the form of an 8 billion rand support program to help the entity re-enter the wholesale funding market. Gustav Robbenheimer, who's CFO of African Bank, joins us now with more of the detail. Gustav, thanks so much for your time this evening. So African Bank, as I say, entering into an up to 8 billion rand support program with shareholders as you look to enter South Africa's funding market. Was this move inevitable, or have you been pushed by the impact COVID-19 has had on the economy and the market you cater to?
No, I think it's, thank you very much for the opportunity to discuss this. No, I think it's really important that your listeners understand we have not been pushed at all. This is a transaction that we have been working on for more than 2 years, and it's just taken a very long time for us to get it to the point of execution. So we are very, we think it's fantastic news that we finally got there, and this really enables us to, in future, should we need it, that we can be assured that we can access wholesale funding markets.
But but nothing concrete, Gustav, in terms of how soon before you will require additional wholesale funding or increased liquidity.
Yeah, and I guess the answer is not soon. So we continue to see really strong collections from our advances book, and we see continued strong inflow from retail funders taking up deposits with us. So the combination of those two things mean that we do not need to access wholesale funding, definitely not this year, and possibly not next year either. It's really fantastic to have this in the background, though, to utilize, you know, opportunities to either grow or to optimize our balance sheet in future.
It's almost readying yourself for that time, if the time does come where you need to tap the markets. So Gustav, you know, having said that, many highlighting that African Bank just isn't there yet as far as having gained confidence in South African funders for future funding requirements on its own. How are you rating the kind of stride that's been made as far as garnering confidence is concerned?
So, look, I think we have made quite a bit of progress in that regard. The first piece of evidence I want to put you is the growth that we have seen in retail deposits. So you would have seen we published that we now sitting at 4.8 billion. Bear in mind, in 2016, we had nothing. Even as late as March, we only had 3.8. So you can see that we're on a very strong trajectory. We're more than doubling the retail deposit base on an annual basis. Which means that, you know, the brand is starting to rehabilitate itself, at least as far as retail investors are concerned. From a wholesale perspective, we have listed two small bonds last year, ABX01 and ABJ01. And we've had about 800 million rand of take-up in those. So we are slowly making inroads in getting the wholesale funders back to trust us and like us. But certainly with this move, we think it will be very clear to them that our shareholders stand behind us, and therefore we do believe that they would be very willing to, should we need it in future, take up our paper.
Let's leave it there. Thanks so much, Gustav, for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Gustav Robbenheimer, who's CFO of African Bank.